This is A Wild Conversation.
Hi, I'm Callum Hughes. I'm a zookeeper at the Greater Vancouver Zoo.
And I'm Ashley Wysock, also a zookeeper here at the Greater Vancouver Zoo.
And today on A Wild Conversation, we're going to have a special treat where we're going to do a reaction to the new Pixar movie, Turning Red.
I love animation. I am so excited.
Oh,
animated movies are my favorite.
You can't go wrong with Pixar either.
It's so true. It's so true.
All right. Without any further delay, let's play it. Ooh, March 2022.
Ooh,
that's this month.
That's this month. Ooh. Oh, I'm gonna have to take my little brother.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Right? Like, that's awesome.
Do you have how old is your brother?
Which one?
The one that you want to take to see the movie.
I have 6 siblings. I would like to take all of them. I have a 14-year-old brother, 11-year-old brother, and a 7-year-old brother.
Oh, you're
lucky. And
I think
all of them would love it.
So. You can go to the movie and be like, I'm not watching this for me. I'm watching it for them.
Yeah, I'm totally not being that weird adult that's like super into the little kid movies. No, it's definitely for my little brother.
You ever get that where you're like, your parents have put you in charge of watching someone else's kids and you're like watching a Disney movie? I'm playing it for the kids.
Oh, 100%.
And then they're loud and you're like, guys, hold on.
You don't even understand how accurate that is to my life. All the time.
I like that. I thought that was really good. There was this one scene where she appears in front of 2 people, right? And they scream and she screams. And she has her arms up in the air.
Yeah, like when red pandas, when they try to intimidate.
Exactly. She was so actually doing a natural behavior of red pandas.
I do think it's hilarious how big she is, though. Because she's a red panda, but she almost looks like giant panda size. That's so good. That's so funny.
Absolutely. I mean, red pandas naturally, I think, are somewhere between 6, and some subspecies get up to 13 kilos.
Yeah.
So not very big.
Yeah. Like, but disclaimer, this is not actual red panda size.
Yeah, exactly. Cool. Could you imagine?
Your job would be very different.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd be allowed to go in with them, mm-hmm. honestly speaking.
Well, yeah, I don't think you go in with any bears, even giant pandas. In other facilities, I don't think you go in with them.
Oh no!
There's always the potential, right, with an animal that big.
Oh, definitely. People forget this, but giant pandas are still bears.
They are,
and they can, you know, defend themselves. They can have bad mood swings and stuff like that.
They're like the weirdest bears on the face of the planet. Oh gosh!
But funnily enough, red pandas are not related to them at all.
Yeah,
you know that, right?
Yeah, they're more related to like skunks and raccoons than they are. They're actually in their own family group, though, aren't they?
Yes. Yeah. They're closest relatives.
They're closest relatives, skunks and raccoons. Isn't the word panda like a rough translation from something that just means like bamboo eater?
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the reason they made the mistake of classifying them as giant pandas is because they have a feature that giant pandas have. They have the pseudo farm.
Oh, okay.
So they thought, you've got this feature and you live in this area and eat bamboo, and you've got this feature and you live in the same area and you eat bamboo.
Yeah.
You two must be related from the same family tree. Mm-hmm. They just found out that by looking at the genetics, that red pandas are just an example of convergent evolution. Mm-hmm. They came up with the idea separately, which is very fortunate because I hear the giant pandas were going to file a lawsuit.
I don't know where you heard that. It's super interesting how that'll happen, right? Different species, different animals in very similar situations, because you get it across the globe sometimes. You have animals that develop the same similar features on different continents, right?
Yeah.
Because it's helpful. This helps me, you know, so may as well.
Exactly. And it turns out red pandas were named pandas first before giant pandas.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so, I did not know that.
Yeah. Crazy, right? But I guess they're not the popular pandas. They might have been first, but they weren't the ones that really, you know, brought something to the sport, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, the bigger you are, the more noticeable you are, so.
True. And they are pretty iconic, giant pandas.
Yeah. You know, if you have a group of 30 red pandas and you have a group of 30 giant pandas, which ones are you going to see first?
Well, me personally?
You personally.
Because I might go against the flow with that one.
Oh, yeah.
might want to see the red pandas just so I see what they look like, what the zookeeper's doing.
Yeah, you know? You've got a favorite. I've actually seen giant pandas in person.
Really?
Yeah.
Where?
I saw them once in Thailand because I went to Thailand when I was younger with my dad. And we saw them in this big facility. It was really interesting. And then I saw them when they were at Calgary. Yes, I think it was Calgary.
Oh, mm-hmm. It's pretty interesting. I know that giant pandas are a national treasure of China. Mm-hmm. And because of that, all red giant pandas owned by zoos are doing so on a loan.
Yeah.
Any babies born, anything belongs to China, has to be returned on request.
And both facilities in Thailand and in Calgary were like specifically built and designed to bring those pandas in. It was really interesting.
Mm.
The one in Thailand was pretty nuts because each one of them had like this huge, like almost like I want to say bedroom enclosure, and then a giant communal area that they would like shift in and out of. It was really cool.
That's awesome. Good for taking care of the animals and making sure they've got a large area to be in. So
yeah.
Good for their enrichment and whatnot.
Right? It was really interesting.
But back to giant pandas. It's funny. You know that their name in Chinese, I believe, translates to Firefox.
Giant pandas.
No. Red pandas.
Okay, I thought you said giant pandas for a second. I was like, Firefox. Yeah, I can see that.
So,
spice raccoon.
It does sound like something we should be serving as a treat with coffee here at the zoo.
Could you imagine? They do those like little designs with the leaves in tea and stuff. We should totally do that with like a little red panda design.
Oh yeah, like pumpkin spice.
I don't know how hard that would be, so I'm sorry if that's actually really difficult and I'm being inconsiderate, but it would be fun.
This is hypothetical. We are not advertising anything coming to the zoo, just a disclaimer there.
I'm sorry, concession department, I love you.
The thing that threw me off in the trailer too was she sniffed her armpits and she went like really stunk. Like, I don't think red pandas smell bad.
No,
that I know of.
I got to go in there for the first time recently, and no, it didn't really smell that bad. I mean, we did walk past one little spot they had pooped in.
Yes, yeah, yes, the poop, but
that
I mean,
did smell bad.
You don't, yeah. they do scent mark though.
Oh, do they?
They do. If you've ever see the red pandas, they stop every now and then, put their butt on the ground, and they shift it from left to right, in a very deliberate motion.
Okay,
and that's them scent marking.
Okay,
so
little booty dance.
it looks like that. So a lot of people laugh when they pass by the red pandas and see that. But that's one of the things that's because some people illegally keep them as pets, or want to have them as pets. And one of the very good reasons, apart from being wild animals that don't like being touched.
And being endangered.
Yeah, exactly. They scent mark everything. Everything. You put down your gloves, scent marked. If you had a phone, scent marked. Our Josh in our marketing team put down his camera, scent marked.
Whoops.
I always say when something gets peed on by an animal at the zoo, the best way to shrug it off is say, I hear that's good luck somewhere. Every time, doesn't matter the animal, doesn't matter the victim, just say to that person.
Fox pee.
I hear that's good luck somewhere.
No. No, you can take that right back. No, it's awful. It is musky and it gets like into your pores. I'm like wearing two pairs of gloves, like the warm gloves and the rubber gloves, and I can smell it on my hands after I've washed it off. Oh, because they'll pee, like sometimes we give them little bowls and once they're finished eating whatever was in it, mayhem will always pee in the bowl. Single time. So annoying.
That does sound like a challenge.
But dang, I just no.
Nature's perfume. Fox pee.
No.
Another thing I noticed in the trailer was when she got really, really mad and she threw that ball, that dodgeball, really hard.
Ooh.
Like, red pandas aren't big, but they are strong. Like,
oh yeah,
if they were the size she was, she would probably be as strong or stronger than a grizzly bear or a polar bear. Like,
yeah,
the muscles they have for climbing and pulling their weight up and both down a tree.
Mm-hmm.
The red pandas, I believe, have that thing where if they're climbing down, they can rotate their ankle joints.
Yeah, and they're one of the few animals that can actually climb face down, right? Like, just climb straight down. Unlike other animals that usually have to like shimmy backwards.
Yeah, and the awkward, I'm stuck in a tree and this is really going to hurt. I know this is going to hurt, so I'm going to slowly make my way down because I have to and jump at the last minute.
Yeah.
Oh, so she probably would have been able to throw that ball really, really hard.
What you're saying is that is accurate.
Yes. Well, I mean, like, sometimes when I'm training the red pandas, you know, it's figuring out how to reward them. So I'd be holding their bowl and I think, okay, I give them a little bit from their bowl for reward for their training, which is target training, so that I can get them from one part of the enclosure to another, and crate training so that I can move them in case of an emergency situation, get them inside, or even take them for a vet. Yeah.
Yeah, or a vet visit. That's what I was going to say.
I hand over the bowl. Problem is with red pandas is they use their hands a lot. So Arun or Sucker will reach out with their paw, grab the edge of the bowl. And I'm telling you, you know, I've got a lot of weight on them and I can't pull it away
and
from them.
What you're saying is that you lose tug of war to the red pandas.
Well, I mean, I'm also like, I don't want to pull you off your stump, but you are strong.
No, it was really cool. So for anyone who doesn't know, I actually got to interact with the red pandas for the first time not too long ago. Yeah, and I got to help with the training, and oh my gosh, they are so freaking adorable. It's like, okay, I kind of get it. I kind of get the obsession a bit better now that I've been more one-on-one with them. And at one point when I was handing the treats over, Arun just put his paw on my hand and I very carefully just held it there. You could feel his claws. Mm-hmm. That's just, they're so cool and a little bit freaky when they're holding you with razor sharp claws.
Yeah, the red pandas have very sharp claws, cat-like claws.
Mm-hmm.
The last thing you want to do is pull back, because even if, you know, they're not trying to hurt you or anything, those claws can really cut you up pretty bad. But I've never had a bite or a scratch from them deliberately.
Yeah. Yeah, he seemed more to be just like, oh, helping myself over here, adjusting myself. It was very cool.
Nice. I'm glad you had a good time. You were great with the animals.
Thank you. I do consider myself to be pretty adept with animals. Not gonna lie.
Well, you have worked, what, the African route, the carnivore route, the South American route.
Yeah.
And you worked in, so many different departments. So you've got the wide spectrum of experience.
It's true. I've worked with a lot of animals.
I'm hoofstock. I am specific. I'm specialized, just like the red panda. You know, just bamboo. That's it. Just hoofstock. That's it.
Yeah, but there's something to be said about being like the main keeper on your route, whereas I get shifted around a little bit, which is fun because I get to work with a lot more animals. But yeah, I'm honestly not complaining at all. I like it.
Totally fair. Mm-hmm. I know that you have some grievances with the specialization of pandas. I think you were bringing that up before.
It's not even the specialization. It's just this whole thing with biological rules and how there's always an exception. There's always an exception.
Mm-hmm.
And pandas are one of those exceptions. Like if you have a carnivore teeth, like teeth set in a certain way, and a carnivore digestive system, you eat meat.
Right.
Unless you're a panda. And then you eat bamboo. And because you have a carnivore gut system, you have to eat so much bamboo because you are not actually like built to digest cellulose. So my friends call it the panda rant. It's a thing. Because sometimes someone will bring up like, you must work with the pandas. They're so cool. And I'll be like, let me tell you something that frustrates me.
I think it's actually, I'm sorry, but I'm on the opposite end of that. I think it's kind of cool because I think these guys have found a way to dodge competition with much better competitors like the cats, mm-hmm. the dogs, the more omnivorous bears.
Yeah.
And they've kind of done a timeout for being a carnivore. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
While they are up in the Himalayas feeding on bamboo, who knows what might happen to the rest of the large predators around the world? Because any major extinction event or something like that, they might actually go back to carnivory when there's less competition and become the apex predators.
Okay. But there are cases in the past where sometimes bamboo will all flower at the exact same time. I think like every like 50 to 60 years or something, a really long lifespan. And sometimes like pandas start to starve because all the bamboo flourishes, it all flowers, and then there's no food. And then they're all like, well, I guess we got nothing now. Like,
true. It is like investing in the stock market, really.
I do think that a lot of this anger just comes from, like, back when I was doing my degree and I was trying, I could learn rules. And then it was always all these exceptions every single time. And they always got me on the tests. So I was like, oh, that one's an exception.
So that's why it's not about that. It's about idea of exceptions to the rules.
Yeah. I think I just have trauma because I like to get good grades.
I like to think of the road panda as showing up to a barbecue or a party, right? And the cats are there, the bears are there, all the carnivores, right?
Yeah.
And road panda walks in, realizes, like, looks over at the barbecue. There's the canines and the cats fighting over what's on the barbecue grill. Look over towards the fridge area where the smoked salmon and berries are, and the bear's just hunched over it, just saying, "This is mine." So he quickly runs into the kitchen, grabs the kale chips, and runs upstairs and enjoys that.
See, in my brain, the panda just walks over to the shrubbery and she's like, "I don't need any of that food," and just starts eating the plant, staring everyone down. Like, this is my power move. Come at me.
Oh, something else I thought was interesting is they were covering some mythology on it.
Yeah.
It looks like it's a spiritual thing. Mm-hmm. So I wonder, because there's so many stories of people turning into animals or vice versa, animals turning into people. I wonder if she's got a curse or it's a teacher's lesson or it's just a gift. Mm-hmm. What's the purpose? What do you think? Is it going to be a...
I don't know. It sounded like it was something that's actually in the family, right? Because the parents didn't seem all that freaked. They're like, yeah. Yeah, this happens. So, like, I would guess some kind of, like, hereditary gift.
Mm.
But I don't know. I'm excited to actually watch it and find out.
Yeah, right? I definitely want to know the source of it.
We should totally do, like, a zookeeper watch of the movie once it becomes available, you know?
Absolutely. I want a good excuse to go to the cinema because it's been a long time since
that is true.
Gone personally to cinemas. I'm sure a lot of people can relate.
Team building.
Apparently, the film actually also comes out on Disney Plus this Friday.
Oh, I need Disney Plus.
One thing I also thought was interesting is it seemed it was in a temple setting.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder if the Red Panda is actually in this storyline is the god, or if it's a case of messengers of the god. So going back to foxes, have you heard about the fox temples in Japan?
Not really, no.
Oh,
I know very remote about it, so I'm not going
to
comment.
It's something I've really got to go to because I hear there's something like 20 to 30,000 shrines to this one god called Inari, who is the god of harvest, rice, sake, and other things. And he, she, or it, because sometimes he's a girl, sometimes he's a he, sometimes something in between. The messengers for him are foxes, believe it or not. And one of the things that you would do is offer the foxes their favorite dish, which is fried tofu.
Oh.
Or a tofu sushi.
Interesting.
And apparently they will go up and speak with Inari and request that you have a bountiful harvest that year.
Okay.
Don't you give the foxes here tofu as well?
We do, actually. That's really interesting.
Really?
We get tofu brought in sometimes, and they love it. Yeah, it's like the same kind of tofu that you or I would actually eat. And they really like the peach mango flavored tofu and the coconut tofu. Banana seems they need to be, like, in a mood for it. And they do like the original stuff.
Hmm.
Yeah, one time I also mix some, like, blood in it from the meat prep.
Yeah.
Which kind of, like, defeats the whole purpose of tofu. But they liked it. They liked it a lot, okay? I wouldn't recommend it at home.
Makes sense to an omnivore. And hey, I mean, who knows? Maybe you're putting a good word for the harvest. I mean, like, each year we're lucky enough, one of the bonuses of our job, to be allowed to pick in the zoo's owner's blueberry field.
That is true.
So maybe the reason that we have more than we can pick is because of your generous tofu offerings to the foxes here.
Of course you would bring that up. Last year when we had the blueberry picking, Cal stayed there so late that the rest of us left. Because we were done.
Whoa.
And he was like, "Free blueberries! I gotta get as much as I can."
Oh yeah, absolutely! Come on, you know what happens to blueberries when blueberry season's over? you gotta freeze those. Those are like gold in the freezer.
I still have some in the freezer.
Oh man, you're not eating blueberries properly. You need those antioxidants too. They are so good.
There were so many, man. I've got so many.
Oh man. So I really am looking forward to this movie. It will be really interesting. That was one thing too. Uh-huh. Right when she went into the bathroom and mm-hmm. that person went, oh my God. And she put her paw on her face and pushed her slowly.
Back into the stall.
I've seen Sakura do that to a rune.
That's so funny. Just like, no.
She was eating some bamboo and a rune climbed up. And I think he wanted to play or something because he put his paw on her. And she lifted her paw up right in the air. And I thought, oh, she's going to whack you or something. But no, she slowly put it down on his face and then pushed, like really slowly but firmly pushed his head away from her. And then he's like, oh, okay, we're just eating now.
At least he listens.
And I tell you what, those paws would be really soft. Because they've got fur on the bottom of their paws, which acts like mittens in the snow.
Aww. It
keeps their heat, but also means that they've got very soft paws on the underneath.
They really are so adorable.
Absolutely.
Can't believe that something like that is actually a real animal, not just like a teddy bear we invented.
Oh, and you know what? I've actually, out of curiosity, seen if there's any mythological stuff related to red pandas. Mm-hmm. I haven't found anything.
Well, this is the movie for you then.
Exactly.
They're gonna help you find some stuff.
It would be cool if it had some real world thing that it relates to.
Yeah.
And who knows, it could exist. Many cultures, they don't write down their history or document mm-hmm. it. It's spread through oral, through stories.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty interesting when there's something that you've never heard of because it's never been written down.
Yeah.
So who knows where that relates.
It would be really interesting to find that out, actually.
Seems like a good character, too.
Yeah, she is so funny. I am totally... She reminds me of the person that I want to be.
Oh, yeah?
Totally self-confident. Oh, yeah. I've been getting more into that lately, but when I was younger, I was so shy.
Oh, yeah?
So shy. I had social anxiety before I got this job.
Mm.
I actually got the job. I decided to take the job in education... because I wanted to get over that fear. I hate the feeling like I can't do something because I'm hampering myself. Mm. I also am afraid of heights, so I decided to take a circus class. I like to make myself uncomfortable, I guess.
That's pretty awesome. You know, face it head on.
Yeah.
Good on you.
And I love that she's so young and so confident in herself. She makes me happy.
If you were in that circumstance, let's say there was an animal you could turn into, right?
Okay.
Just a hypothetical situation.
Okay.
What would you choose?
Oh, I get to choose the animal?
Let's say choose. I mean, I'm not going to choose it for you and just...
Uh-oh. Oh, gosh. That is... You have given me no time to plan for this. I'm pretty partial to a bird.
Bird?
Heights scare me and stuff. But the idea of being able to, like, self-propel yourself in flight... And, you know, then there's less of a risk of falling because it's more falling that's freaky.
Mm.
I think it'd be so cool. Also, my commute would be so easy. You know, just fly there.
That's true.
The real question is just which bird.
Yeah,
which bird? There's so many out there. I don't know. Probably a bird of prey, so I don't have to worry about another bird of prey eating me.
That's fair.
Like if I was a sparrow. I'm filled with fear.
Fair dues.
Yeah. What would you turn into if you could choose?
Oh, definitely a river otter or a seal.
Okay.
Just because they seem to really enjoy life.
Fish farmer, you know what I mean? Wants to live in water. Makes sense. Yeah.
Well, otters get both, land and water.
That is true.
And they seem to really love life. They always seem to be playful, make them fun of it. There's a marine otter and not a sea otter, right?
Okay.
It's called a marine otter. It looks like a river otter. It's found in South America along the coast of Peru and Argentina. Its local name is the Chinugu,
okay.
Chinchugu or something.
It's got a
really, really cute name. And I just watched a documentary on them and enjoying crabs and fish and just hanging around the coastline. Oh, look like such a happy animal.
That's so cute. Otters just in general, too. It doesn't matter what type of otter it is. They're so adorable.
Absolutely. Still, got nothing on red pandas, though. That long, fluffy striped tail. Oh,
not that you're saying that from any kind of unfair perspective. It's not like you work with them or anything.
I might be biased. There might be a possibility.
Maybe. 100%.
This is a joke, so prepare yourself.
Uh-oh, okay, right? Okay.
How do you train a Runin Sakura?
Carefully, I don't know.
You pander to their needs.
Oh, I should have seen that coming.
I use that joke a lot. If you think that's good, you should talk to Aaron in our education department or Jonah. Those guys have jokes on top of their jokes.
That is true.
And I refuse to use any of theirs because I think guests who come to the zoo should experience it on when our train is running again or whatnot.
The train was great. Yes, I love our education department. They are so amazing, fun-loving, perfect for kids and stuff like that.
They're going to have to see this movie. They have to see this movie to relate to the kids.
We got
to
do like a team-building event where we all go to the theater together. I think it would be hilarious.
I think so too.
Right? Could you imagine just like one whole section of the theater and then we all just are laughing together? Everyone else is like, that wasn't even funny because it was like some kind of zookeeper thing.
Yeah, it's like watching a dog joke and having a dog. You relate to it better.
Yeah, I think one time I was at a pub with a bunch of people that I know and a commercial came on and we freaked out at the fact that there was a mountain goat on the commercial. Like, didn't care about the game. Like, everyone else is freaking out about the game. The whole pub gets quiet. A goat comes up on the commercial. We're like, look at that goat! And all the other tables are like, okay, these people be nuts.
That's such a zookeeper thing.
Right? You see any animal and you're like, oh, you have my interest. I'm into this.
So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to this movie. I can't wait to see when it comes out. One thing that we need to note is we recently received an email. I'm going to read it out. I do not know who sent this email.
We were told not to open it until we were ready to read it.
I apologize if I mispronounced anything or my reading skills. I'll check it out. It is from Laura Lee Clinky.
Ooh.
Subject, wild conversation. Great podcast. Hi, Ashley. It's Amy's mom. Good job on the podcast. You both are amazing to listen to. Definitely sharing. Sent from iPhone.
Aw, I've got a fan. I totally know who that is, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Amy is, like, I was friends with Amy since, like, grade one. Really? She's one of my longest running friendships. That's so nice of her mom to reach out to me.
Aw,
thanks.
Yeah, thank you very much for your support. So we're really glad that you're enjoying it, and we hope to have your continued support.
Yeah, it's also nice to know that I'm more popular than Cal.
You know, it's I'm just the tag along.
It's totally a joke. It's totally a joke. It's all good.
There's a little bit of truth in every joke, actually. A little bit of truth.
I wasn't going to say it.
And a little bit of pain on the person you made the joke to.
Why'd you say that when I was taking a drink?
That's exactly why I said it while you were taking a drink. If anyone wants to send us any emails or ask questions about red pandas or anything they're looking forward to seeing in Turning Red, please don't hesitate to contact us at podcast@gvzoo.com. I'm Callum Hughes.
And I'm Ashley Wysick.
And this has been
A Wild Conversation.